Hey guys, welcome back to FNM Podcast. This is your host, Freddy Infernos, with your co-host, Faruqi. What's up, Faruqi?
Hey, yo, Freddy, what's good? What's good?
Dude, I'm doing great. We got a very special guest today. He's actually a very, very famous to watch companies. Really awesome, what is called watch companies. And by the way, awesome, awesome Instagram content creator. His content is always high, high quality. So without any further ado, let's just welcome him. Please welcome Mubarak Abdullah.
Hello, hey. Everyone. Hey, how are you guys?
Doing awesome. Good. How are you?
Good. So I'm going to introduce myself to you.
Yes.
So my name is Mubarak Abdullah. I'm a Qatari influencer, born and raised in Qatar. So I am currently a senior student in Qatar University and a mechanical engineering student. Yes. And also, I start my journey in Instagram and in the social media, took it seriously between 1 year and a half. Okay. So, yes.
So just 1 year and a half, wow. So that short period of time, you got this famous.
Yes.
Yeah. Inshallah. Well, really good content, by the way. Your quality is really, really high.
Yeah, yeah, that's the thing that I'm focused on. The high quality is it's important.
Yeah, the quality can really help. Yeah, right.
Yes.
Okay, so before we go into the deeper stuff, can you just give a shout out to your channel? So where can people see you? What's your Instagram username and stuff like that?
Yes, sure. So, B-R-O-Q.
Okay.
And yes, only my platform is the Instagram right
now. Oh, so you're on only Instagram?
Yes.
Okay. Are you thinking of going to some other platform YouTube?
For sure, yes. Oh, I need to take it to the TikTok world.
Definitely. Okay. All right. So before we get into the questions and stuff like that, why don't you just give us the listeners, the newer listeners who not introduce yourself, can you just give us a small run through of your topic? What kind of content do you post?
Yes. So mainly I post about blogging and about new things, new places in Qatar and more discovering about new restaurant like that. But mainly the difference between me and any other blogging is the high quality and plus the creative twist of it. So yeah, I'm not only taking photos of typical things. Also, it's using any another new ideas out of the box. Mm-hmm. For example, motion, stop motion, if you know, familiar with it. Yes.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, your quality has been really high notch and everything. First of all, basic camera quality. Second, the lighting. And so I just want to ask you this. I've seen some photos where you take from your phone, but do you use any other instruments other than your phone?
Yes, for sure. Yes. First, you need to change your setting in the camera app. So by changing the setting of the camera app, it can change your the high quality of the photos.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes. Correct. Also using always edit your photo. Mm-hmm. Always edit your photo.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, right. Faruqi, you want to ask some questions?
So, yeah, let's just get into the questions.
Yes.
To know you more. So, when did you start Instagram? Why Instagram?
Yes. So, I started in 2017, not taking seriously, only having fun. Yes. Yeah, because I was discovering myself more with mobile photography.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember one day when I was in high school, I saw that there's a competition about best photo and win 1,000 riyal. In Qatar National Today. It was a moment for me. And I thought I need to participate. I need to take the chance. Yes. But there's a problem with it. I don't have camera because one of the rules was you need to have professional camera.
Not your phone, professional.
Not in the phone, but you need to have a professional camera.
Okay.
Yeah.
DSLR.
Yeah, yes.
Okay.
So I decided to sign my name without they know that I don't have camera. So because I really want to participate. Yeah.
Okay.
So I signed my name And like I have, I think I have iPhone 7 or I believe 7.
Okay,
I,
okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm, and okay. Then I took the photos of like buildings and like sea lion and the camels. Like I think mm-hmm. these are the photos. And also okay. I edited them by adding like the flag and the changing the light. And okay. then I submit them to the high school.
Okay.
And I believe that I didn't like I will not win at all because I thought in my mind that they will caught me like for sure.
Right.
Yes, but after that I suddenly got like my name like announced in the front of like all the student that I won the prize 1,000 riyal. So
oh,
I was
okay.
so sure. shocked. Yes, I was
you
so
won.
Shocked. Yeah, I won.
Wow.
But even I was like using the iPhone, so it was like so surprising for me. Yeah.
Okay. Well.
Yes.
So basically,
and,
your main instrument is your iPhone.
Yes.
So Apple, you know, sponsor those guys, please.
Yes, for sure. I'm here.
Okay.
And then I decided to myself that I need to join the Instagram org and mm-hmm. put my photos to the public and get recognized and more like, and also by that I got awesome feedback.
Oh.
From like yes, okay. So by this period of time I was like only taking photos of like buildings or like food or, but it was like awesome feedback from it.
Okay, good. Yeah. So. To be honest, your high school competition is what made you join Instagram.
For sure, yes.
Okay. In that case, you told us what kind of content you do, where you started from. So next would be, you said you got good feedback, but was
yes.
the first few months when you started TikTok, was it successful from the start?
Instagram.
Yeah, Instagram. Yeah, was it successful from the start or like you had to grow slowly? How was your stats?
Yeah. It was like good, but after like signing out to the like after I graduated from high school and joining the university, it was a little bit of hectic because I was not sure of how to organize my time with social media,
mm-hmm.
and I was not like posting regularly in the social media and posting stories or like photos. And
oh,
by
okay.
that, it's like decreasing my engagement with my audience.
Right.
Yeah, but after that, and getting the hang of it, I try to manage my time and try to boost my content more.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. In that case, Rook, you can answer the question. I got a simple question. But ask that.
So basically, like you know, Instagram is a very hard place to grow. Like, in my opinion, I feel
yes.
like Instagram and YouTube possibly are the hardest places to grow. Like,
yeah.
So obviously at the start, you can't obviously be successful from the start, but many beginners who are just starting Instagram or like trying to start from YouTube usually struggle to grow and just give up early on. So do you have any tips for them?
Yes, sure. So I'm going to first talk about my experience and like and how like I grow up my Instagram more. So like after finishing like the third year of my university, I tried to apply my knowledge of mechanical engineer. So maybe they can use these tips. Yeah. So
okay,
you will listen to it. You will ask me how. And you will say like how I apply that. So basically as engineering, we have like always problem solving techniques
right.
for like a simple question or like simple equation. And I tried to apply these techniques to my social media. So in engineering perspective, we put mm-hmm. like assumptions in any question,
mm-hmm.
like yeah. So to everything we put assumptions. So
mm-hmm.
I did the same with my like content. So always
mm-hmm.
I ask myself before like doing any content, why, where, when, like
mm-hmm.
why I want to post this. What's the purpose of it? Like setting a goals.
Okay.
Yeah, and using the where they can find this object or where can they find this phone or like the thing that you want to post.
Mm-hmm.
if it was like blogging for something. And when also you need to understand your audience, like when you want to post this to your audience. So most likely like 6 p.m. or like 9 p.m. and by that. So yeah, and also there's many tips to grow your Instagram. First is try to ask yourself, what's your brand? Because that's you can that's the brand that you can build. So very always true. Ask yeah. So always ask yourself, what's your brand? What's your goal?
Mm-hmm.
And have a strategic posting schedule. That will help also.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. For example, post one post each week.
So like that's what we do.
Yeah, or like three stories each Thursday. Or you need to decide. Yeah,
yeah.
In your time flow. So also make a good first impression of your profile. This is a good tip. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The bio is so important. Don't like add the bios too long. Need to be like a clear and yes, yeah. And direct.
Direct. Okay.
Yes. And yeah. Also no, understanding what? Yeah.
I'm sorry. Are we going to take all the tips you're saying into our podcast Instagram? okay. So you were saying, continue?
Yeah. And also understanding your audience. It's important by that. I mean, try to see what content you did have most engagement on, like most engagement on the post, or ask them any question that helped to clear and address understanding your audience.
Okay.
Yeah. Also engaging with your community, that help also.
Mm-hmm.
Like try to like each other posts. It's not like I have issue with it. I'm here. I have an issue.
Yeah.
Who listening?
No competition.
To us. Yeah.
No okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Try to like engage with the posts. Don't be afraid. Like it's fine. Yes.
Yeah,
Also, the last thing, finally, don't hide behind your phone. Try to promote yourself and your page like offline as well as online.
Mm.
Getting like organized followers by talking to people and in real life, and let them know what you are doing.
Right.
Yeah.
That is true.
Thank you.
Okay, in that case, your tips, by the way, all awesome. Really good tips. It's really good tips, by the way. Okay, what else? Farooq, you have a question?
No, it's you. So basically, next question is like, as you said, you would like to move on to like other platforms, yeah? As in TikTok, basically, if in case you join TikTok, if it happens, what type of content would you post on TikTok?
Can you repeat the question?
Yes. Basically, what you meant was, inshallah, when you're going to move to a different platform, TikTok or YouTube, what kind of content are you, thinking of posting? What kind of content are you planning?
So, I'm thinking to post like, the same content that I did, with the TikTok field, like you know the song that's like carry on with the photos or like the transition that you yes. So I'm gonna apply these techniques to my content.
Okay. Nice. So no vlog type of thing, like with the camera. Okay. All right. In that case. Okay, I got some questions. You were saying your Instagram page. When I was going through the Instagram page, you have a lot of brand deals. You're dealing with a lot of brands. How does that happen? How do you give others tips to joining brands and stuff?
Yes. So try if they can if they cannot reach to you, you can introduce yourself to them. Fine because some people think that they have a fear of rejection.
Right.
It's fine to get rejected. It's not keep trying. It's not the end of the world. So I try to introduce myself to other companies, other agencies. So by that they took me and from the first one they took you and they trust you more, and and by that I keep engaging.
Okay. So your portfolio is really large. Like, you got a lot of companies that you got tied up with. Like, the first, the latest one, I guess, is Birkenstock, the footwear.
Yeah.
Those are really, like, really, really high-end companies. Like, mashallah, you got tied up with them.
Yes.
Okay. Birkin?
Also, I want to make a tip mm-hmm. about, it's not like only the following is important or the number of, you call it, yes, or the likes. Also, they like, when I talk to them, they search for people that have a creative mind out of the box that can like really give a new content. Mm.
Okay. Yes. So you need to be creative.
Yes, for sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Definitely. Okay.
Yes, because to stand out of like
the competition.
To be unique.
Right. Okay.
Okay. So basically, you know, like you said, you started Instagram after like it inspired you after your school competition.
Yes.
Yeah. So was there a moment you started Instagram, but there was a moment it wasn't doing too well and you felt like giving up? Was there a moment like that?
Hello?
Yes, for sure. It happened for me.
Okay.
Because
The voice has got connected. That's it. Go on.
Yes?
Sorry.
Yeah. It happened when I was like having like so much like this like hectic exams and quizzes from the university, so it happened for me.
Yeah, I think for every content creator, like a younger age, probably school.
Yes, it is. So even I ask myself, like, is it my goal to be like a content creator or like engineering, mechanical engineering?
Either one, choose one.
Okay. So
actually, yeah, you know what? I have a question. What do you want to be now? Are you still going for engineer or?
I'm trying to do the both. So.
Okay, so you're going to go for both. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. It's going to be very hard.
To be a journey.
Yeah.
And so I need another podcast after 3 years.
Yeah, after 3 years, become a world famous engineer, come back again. Okay. All right. So,
what's it called? Content creator.
It's going to be a good mix.
Yes. Like unique mix,
yeah. For example, like with us right now, like this podcast, like we are kids who are in school right now, so basically it's summer break for us now. School starts in a bit, so the problem right now is with us is like full summer, we're just recording almost every day, we're just recording again and again and again, because like after school starts it's gonna be a bit harder for school. Us
it is time. Like I'm working on my senior graduation and I'm creating a content, so it's so difficult.
Oh my god. Actually, I have a question. Does your parents support this? Do your parents know you have
Yes. Okay. So in start in 2017, they didn't know about my my hobbies and my creative mind of like taking photos. Mm-hmm. So it starts like after like I took it seriously, they like one of my brother friends.
Mm-hmm.
They saw my videos and they hear my voice in his phone. So my brother, he didn't know about me. Okay. And then he said, wait a minute, this is Mubarak or like
this is my brother. Oh, wait a minute.
Yeah. And he saw, it's your brother? And I thought and he said back, what?
Oh no, you got caught.
Yeah. Yeah, but after that they like they fully support me and they didn't mind of like doing this, as long as following like the culture and like the Islamic religion. Yeah.
So being respectful. Yeah.
Okay. Yes. Yeah.
Okay. In that case. Okay. I got a question. So you said what is it called? Your parents are supportive. Your content is basically really, really high quality. My question was basically, so all these photos you see is edited and shot by you?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Wow. That's surprising, because usually, like when you see like bigger content creators, like they don't usually like take a lot of photos by themselves. They have like someone else as editors.
Yeah.
They have like crew and stuff like that. So like.
Yeah. Only the events, like you know the Birkin that you saw.
Yeah.
It was like, it was assisted by me. Like the idea is me, and like the production is me. But as well, I was assisted by a photographer.
Okay. So you still do get help? Because I was like, how can you manage everything by yourself, right?
Yeah. In the events, it's a little bit like hard. Yeah.
Okay. Also, I was just going through your posts and your stop motion videos. Is that also created by you?
Yes.
Well, I really like stop motion. When I was a kid, I used to make these stop motion with the cars.
Yeah.
toy cars. Because when you see these, because stop motion is really like a nice out of the box type of idea. And because the truth is, I haven't seen any other brand deals where like they actually use stop motion. So really cool idea. Good job.
And it's never it's never ending. Like it's keep developing. The creative. Yeah.
As long as you have an idea, it can go, right?
Yes. Yeah.
That's awesome. Okay.
Okay, so basically, about like you're the ambassador of, as it says in your bio, obviously,
as
we have seen, is you're the ambassador of two watch companies.
Yes,
Capitola, and the other one was I don't know exactly how to pronounce it.
Leo Mazzotti.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
So, how did you exactly become their ambassador? Like, what was? Because I don't understand what an ambassador is, to be honest. Yeah. If I'm being honest.
Yeah, I'm gonna like explain the ambassador.
Yeah.
So the ambassador is like because they don't have like a local like branch in Doha, Qatar.
Okay.
So they need someone to represent their brand, and to make people more known about the brand itself.
Mm-hmm.
So they chose me to be ambassador of my country Qatar, to reach to the people that about the the watches and like that, and you can make like a profit from this, like being ambassador of a huge company.
Right, because I was going through these companies, Capitola and these Leo Mazzotti. Both of these companies are really, really famous, and they're also like are famous in the sense they're famous in the European countries.
Yes,
and their like watches and collections are really high end. I was just going through the photos, like their watches are really high end, aren't they? Like you must be proud that you got the sponsorship. Did they choose you or did you ask them out?
No, they chose me.
Wow.
And the capital, they chose me first, and by that the other company, they reached to me.
So is Capitola and Leo Mazzotti tied up to something? Is the both the companies tied up?
No,
the watch companies,
they are
separate companies.
Separate company.
Okay, because I was like, they both look almost same. I was like, oh wow, did you get two big companies? okay, awesome.
Okay. So basically, when you started this all, like Instagram and everything. So basically,
the thing is, we had like so many questions. We just trying to like make it easy. Okay. I have actually a question, Farooq. You know what? I'll give you some time. I have a question for you. Said you mentioned something about your goal previously when you're talking. So what is your goal? What is the goal for your content? What is the aim for it?
Yes, so my main aim is to create a content that attracts audience and change the perspective of influencers and bloggers in Qatar. Okay. So most of the things they think a blogger is always like it will take only like take photos and post them into the social media. It's not really. There's a big, huge team and a huge thinking process that happened to create this content. And just not to deliver a message to the audience. We also educate people and let them discover new things and new ideas that can one day create an awesome experience for the followers. Yeah.
Okay. So it's a very simple aim, just to inspire people.
Yes, for sure.
Okay. All right. Okay. In that case, was this the goal from the start? Were you dreaming about this when you were young or something?
Yeah, so first my dream is I started like a phone photographer, like a mobile photographer, and one day a restaurant reached to me to take a whole photos for the menu by using only iPhone. So it was like it was like a unique idea.
Okay.
So my first aim was like to improve like they can like to improve the idea of having a phone. Like you don't need to have like a huge equipment or like expensive equipment to be a creator or to be like a blogger. Mm-hmm. You need only like the perspective of having like open mind and let the creative mind generate new ideas for you. Yeah.
Okay. In that case, I got this very, very interesting fan question. I don't know how to pronounce the name. But the question is basically, what was it? What is it? It's like, Fergie, you can ask a question. Let me just make sure this is the right question. Sorry.
Okay, so basically, when you started Instagram, as I was saying, did you ever think that you're going to be this successful? Or
no. I didn't think. Yeah, I didn't think, because like it was not my aim to be successful in social media. It was like having fun and enjoying my time and and spread creativities, and then start one day to be like a real job or like things like I need to take care on or like to create more content on it.
Okay, so you didn't expect.
Sorry. Yeah, I didn't. Yeah,
because like kids nowadays, if they start, they're always like, "Oh my god, I see people making money. I see brand deals." Like that's all their aim right now. So basically,
fun. You need to have fun, and these things will come for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I always want to ask people this. All these famous content creators, I always want to ask them, "What do you think is the future of the content creation? What do you think is going to be the next big thing?" Like, when you remember when you first YouTube came out, people were like, YouTube, nah, it's not going to be famous. It's just another type of stupid. Because back then, there was a lot of different platforms like YouTube. But then YouTube became famous. Like, is there anything that you think is going to be the next future of content creation industry?
You like app or like...
Anything. Like, is it a trend? It could be an app. It could be a style. I don't know, because... People have different views about the future of what is called the content creation. Something is going to be all video based, or it's going to be audio based, like a podcast, or like. What's your idea? What do you think?
I think the content creator will be like a live show.
Oh yeah.
That's I'm thinking away from like the apps, you know?
Wow. Like a live show where people can interact. Okay.
Yeah, maybe like this. I'm trying to think out of the box.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like rather than right now there's live streaming, but then not all the people can actually like ask questions or anything. So imagine in the future, there's a way like holographic figures. I don't know.
Like
one content creator goes to the stage, but then everyone else in a seat because of Corona, they won't come to the real place, right? So it could be like a holographic figure of the person.
Yeah, I think it will be happened. Yeah.
Yeah, like everyone stays at home at the same time. They can go to. Yeah, that can be a cool idea.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. So connectivity, but then doesn't matter where you are.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but as Fordine was talking about the next big thing, basically we had another guest who was talking about like the future of what the jobs are going to be. Basically, like he told us as the kids before, like the parents always like doctor, engineer was a thing. Like, but nowadays kids like see a lot of content creation. Do you think in the future there are going to be a lot of content creators, many YouTubers, just because how they're seeing like their elder people, because they see like you guys, for example.
Yes.
Do you think it's gonna grow a lot, or it's gonna be?
I think it will grow a lot, because in Qatar there's no like many creators, like Qatari creators. So by that we can like, I think it will change. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, there will be.
Because if you go check in Google, there was a study run by this college. I was not sure what name it was, but there was a study run by this college where they took a survey with the kids. And there was two surveys, one like in 2010 or 6, like that.
Mm.
one nowadays, like 2020 or 2019. And the question was to younger kids, and that's like, what's your ambition? What do you want to be when you grow up? So back then, the answers were like doctors, engineer, astronaut. Astronaut was at the top. I want to go to space. Scientists was there. Nurses, drivers, race car drivers. There was all that stuff like that. Mm. Nowadays, the first top, the everything, the top is YouTuber. I want to be a TikToker. YouTuber, TikToker. Basically, the influencers. I want to be a YouTuber, TikToker.
I think the outcome, like the net first? Worth of it. Yes, mm-hmm. I think when you work, like they saw it like easy to reach, like YouTube or like mm-hmm. only you need to set a camera and sit and even like the streaming, like playing games and earning money of it.
Yeah.
So maybe by that they more like into YouTube.
Yeah, that could be one. Probably money, I guess.
And like basically, as you said, like, you know, not many Qatari creators, like not Qatari, like people living in Qatar, like there are not many if you see who are like, if you see Dubai, for example, who is a neighbor country and stuff, they have many people. Many actually, like Mo Vlogs, for example, like big YouTuber. And like in Qatar, you might see couple, like one or two with millions. So
I think it's going to be easier for people to grow faster in Qatar because there isn't much of competition. I think it's good, to be honest.
Yes, and that's why I like, it's your time. If you are you believe in yourself, like you can create a content, it's your time to shine.
Yeah. Before it's too late, because a lot of people are starting it. I can see Qatar. Actually, many people are growing.
One of the most famous people in Qatar is, what is it called? 8974. Do you know them? The girls who say hala wallah and they do food reviews.
Which one?
It's called 8974. They're really famous.
Yeah. You know the food.
Three girls. The food. Yes. Guys. So I heard when they came to a podcast, they were talking about this, and they were saying from Qatar, they were representing Qatar.
Yeah.
And there was a competition in the Middle East, and they won. So like I think it's good, like it you know, raises the name of Qatar, it shows that we have TikTokers and stuff, so I think
they can be the purpose of like generate a new like audience or new creators to come to Qatar or even like to come out like as Qatari's like a content creator,
right?
Because we need these types of people.
Yeah, for example, like this podcast, basically, we started this as our own thing as well, but we started off calling other creators as well. Because, like, podcasts in Qatar, I don't think there are many, to be honest.
Yes.
Or probably no one. Probably, like, with your friends or something, they might start.
But like, not officially,
Our aim was to call, like, creators like you and, like, just... Because, like, we want to grow ourselves and we also want the audience to know more you guys, you know?
Yeah,
because not many audiences know where you got, what you guys do, what you know. That was their aim, basically.
Yeah, there was a lot of a couple of very very famous Instagrammers on influencers in Qatar, Triple F Qatar, Mr. Q, and like you and a lot of people like that. So we were like, we always wanted to ask you guys questions. We always ask you questions on the stories and stuff. But unfortunately, some of them some of the influencers don't read the stories out because they don't have time. So our goal was to, what is it called? Bring these influencers on the show, talk to them, and see, and let the listeners and fans know how they are to talk. Because right now, let's say your case, okay? No one probably had not heard of your voice, right?
No one. No.
Yes, that's Farooqin. Is this your first time on a podcast?
Yeah.
Let's go.
So.
Yeah, this is going to be first
time. No one knows that I'm a mechanical engineer.
Oh, this is going to be a surprise.
Yeah.
For all this Qatar, like, you know, in Qatar, if you see your own country's content creators, it's even better than seeing someone outside. Obviously, in your country, you see someone growing. So, what I was saying is, when we talk to you guys, a lot of people might think, oh, how are we going to approach them? They might, because, like, you know, there is this conception about people, like, you're famous, you're rude, that's it. You don't like your fans, you don't like that. So we just want to show guys, famous people aren't like that.
Even when we started, we're not, like, I can't lie, but, like, the truth is, when I first, I was scared, I was like, you know, what are these guys don't respond? What are they just, like, ignore us? But then turns out, like, everyone responded like you responded.
Yeah.
Like, I want to just change how people look at bigger influencers. Yes. So,
yeah.
Because there's, just like Faruqi said, there's a basic conception that people think these big influencers are not like humans. They want to, like we want to show everyone that, like, we all are, like, you know, part of community. So, yeah, it's good, like, when you come to a show like this and stuff. Also, guys, it's 37 minutes we've been talking. You know, it doesn't feel like that. It felt like,
yeah,
what?
It didn't, just yeah.
Yeah. Wow. How old are you? Like,
22.
Oh my God, Faruqi. He's an adult. Anyway, like kids. I wanted to ask you this question. We ask this all to all, what is it called? Listener, what is it called? Guests who come to the show. We want to ask you this question. What's your experience so far? How was it?
Of like, of the podcast, or you mean like overall?
Yeah, overall. It's just like us and the podcast.
Yeah, it was like amazing experience. We need like people like you guys because they will not hear my voice without you guys.
Without us, no one will hear my voice. Oh no.
Yeah. No, I'm joking. But it's like really like opportunity for us to share and to support each other. This is the community. This is what we need in our country. Support each other, no matter like how many followers you have or like how many likes. No. We need to.
No matter where you're from, who you are.
No, we need to like support each other's, even like even with the small things, if like a shout out or like hashtag or if anything, like, because like in our industry, like it's hard to. I'm not sure like why they don't like follow each other's or like support each other's, because like the opportunities, you know, sometimes. They are afraid that you took their opportunities.
Right.
Yeah.
That is true.
Yeah.
Okay. So, like, usually before we end the podcast, we usually have this segment called, like, we not called, this is basically quickfire questions. It's just to get to know you more personally, basically.
This is basic questions, very simple.
Basic questions, nothing related to your content. It's just normal daily questions,
basically. Yeah.
Okay. Just to get to know you more.
That's the first question. Okay, simple. I think we already know the answer.
Yeah, it's, come on.
Is it iPhone or Android?
iPhone, come on.
So, Android?
wait, what?
No, iPhone.
iPhone. Okay. Okay. I don't know if you game or not, but PS4 or Xbox?
PS5.
Ooh, my bad. I forgot.
Yeah.
PlayStation or Xbox? Not PS4. Oh, yeah, PlayStation or Xbox.
Yeah, of course, PlayStation.
Come on, PlayStation it is. Yeah,
of course. Next, would you stay? Would it be a staycation or a vacation? You want to go outside, or do you want to just stay at home and relax?
No vacation.
Of course, vacation.
Yeah. Guitar's heat's unbearable.
No, only vacation.
Okay. Do you have any favorite movies? What's your favorite movie?
Yes.
Favorite movie. I saw like the Black Widow, like last movie that I saw.
Yeah, so. I've seen the Black Widow too. I saw it in OSS Mall.
Yeah, I love like the Marvel and like DC.
Oh, you like Marvel? Nice.
Yeah.
We should talk about that. Oh no.
Yeah.
Okay, wait, you're into Marvel? Fine. Simple question. Well, we had this guest yesterday, Libeth yesterday. He was also into Marvel, so like we had to talk a lot about that. So like I ask you about something simple, just one question related to Quickfire. Who's your favorite character?
So for me, from the DC or like overall, like,
From Marvel, first Marvel.
I'm like I like all the characters.
Exactly, it's a hard question. Yeah.
It's a hard question. It depends on the scenario.
Okay, if you had to choose one character to defeat Thanos, full battle, just 1-to-1 battle, Thanos versus this character, who would it be? Yeah.
Superman?
From DC?
No, I mean from Marvel.
Oh, Marvel Superman?
Yes.
Okay. But Marvel's from DC, right?
DC. Yeah.
Honestly, like from, I would choose Thor. Do you know Thor?
Yes.
Thor with the hammer, did you watch Infinity War? There was a scene where...
When they like put like the hammer,
on the exactly, it was stronger than the gauntlet. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. you know, I don't want to talk too much about Marvel or comics.
co-host, to be honest, I'm not the biggest fan of Marvel
or anything.
I like football. That's it. Okay. Favorite vacation, fire. Dream vacation.
Oh yeah.
Dream vacation?
Yeah.
Like the country?
Yeah, dream. So it's dream country you want to go to.
Maldives?
Maldives. Everyone's
saying Maldives. Shout out Maldives. Get a free ticket to this guy. Okay, next question. Okay, I mean, since you're a Qatari, I think it's going to be obvious, but then what's your favorite car? Land Cruiser.
You know what? Land Cruiser.
For sure. Land Cruiser.
Come on.
Okay. Wait. In that case,
come on.
A car except from Nissan Patrol, Land Cruiser, and Lexus. A car except from those. Any other car?
I don't own it. It's fine.
Yeah. Any car.
Let's go with Ferrari.
Ferrari.
Oh, my favorite car. Let's go.
Always so, go for the top. Just go for the top. Yeah.
Do you like football?
Ooh.
Do you watch football?
No.
Do you have a favorite club or anything?
Same.
No.
It's okay. Me and Mubarak are saying we both we don't really
car lovers.
I will be like the coach or like.
Okay. Wait. You play games, right? What's your favorite game? Yes. What's the game that you're playing right now?
So League of Legends.
Oh, ooh, my brother would love, yes, you.
Dota.
Okay.
Call of Duty. Like, there's
There's a lot of Call of Duty, but like obviously Call of Duty.
Yeah. What? I think that like the difference is League of Legends is like the head to foot. There's many people like they play it.
That's true. League of Legends is like game, not gonna lie. Okay, in that case, I think it's time to end it.
Yes.
Yo, it's been amazing, not gonna lie.
Thank you.
Really awesome. Like, I didn't expect you would actually... When we first messaged you, we were scared, like, would you respond? Because you were really famous. Like, your followers, you were like 50,000, almost 50,000. And we were like, wow, big guy. But you came, thank you so much. Really,
thank you,
really
it was a pleasure for me, yes.
Thank you so much.
And I want to say, like... always I say, like, that there's no limit for creativities. At all. Right. The only limit is you stopping yourself.
Yeah. Nice. That is a nice note to end this show. That's actually really nice.
Yeah, I want to say it.
Yeah, the end.
To be honest, anyone who wants to go on Instagram should watch this episode. Just because there are so many good tips over here in this episode. Yeah.
You've been really successful on Instagram. So like all the tips definitely going to work. But anyway, without any further ado, I think it's time to end the show. Let me just thank the listeners. But wait, before thanking the listeners, you want to give a shout out to your channel? Like, where can they meet you at Instagram?
Yeah, they're on Instagram, BROQ.
Okay. Yes. BROQ. That's it. Okay. I'll put the link in the description so you guys can easily get to him. In that case, thank you so much for watching. Like, if you like the video, hit the like button. Add us to your Spotify stream onto your playlist. And until the next video comes out, see you guys later. Do you guys want to say bye at the same time?
Never works. Okay.
We need to.
Okay, 3, 2, 1. Bye.
Oh, not bad at all. Bad. It never works. When the world's saying they got no hope, here comes the love. We got audio. I'm flying high, superhero. That's on my chest with my Marilyn Monroe. Feel like a star, 'cause we got audio.